Blog Talk Radio. Also click on our Go to Bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and to preview our extensive selection. Shemza Reed, Netter S. Mary Mahati, and Shemza Ruth, Mary Atan, are members of the Sema Institute and the Shatan Netter Temple of Aset under the leadership of Siba Ma, Dr. Moira Ashby, and Siba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, including myself. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, I say greetings to Shemza Ruth and greetings, Shemza Reed. Netter. Greetings. I'm doing great, Shemza Ruth. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. That's right.
Do I have them?
Yep.
All right, well, let's go ahead and begin our morning devotion. I do this by kneeling before the altar with our hands raised in the dual posture facing outward towards the altar, preferably facing east. Now we're going to prostrate before the altar and gently bow, gently touching our forehead to the ground, the sign of wholeness. Wholeness to the higher self. Rising up, now we on top of the altar. This symbolizes removing the veil of ignorance and delusion. And lighting up the candle represents the Aku, the divine light within, that is the awake. The lighting of the incense represents the fragrance of our personality, which exudes with the divine odor as it rises up, attracts, and communes with the divine. Next, we pour our libation. Pouring purified water from one container to the next, silently and continuously, reflecting the one-pointed flow of the mind toward the divine. Now place live food offering, fresh fruit or vegetable, in front of the altar. And I will prepare for the offering formula. Return to a comfortable seated position, either on the floor in the lotus posture with your legs crossed, or in a chair with your feet planted on the ground. Be sure to keep your back straight. Now we'll take a few deep breaths together. Inhale slowly, allowing the abdominal area to expand. Inhale all the way up, filling your lungs to your crown chakra. And exhale, allowing the abdominal area to collapse. Another deep inhalation. And exhale. Now we'll recite the offering formula four times, call and response. Otepti nesu netara anpu wat neptajase perkeru kakape si netar arima keru. Otepti nesu netara Anku wepwap netarchester per keru ka kape sinatari ma keru. O tefti netu netara
Hanbu wat netajase, perkeru kakape, inese arimakeru.
Utepi nese nesera, Hanbu wat netajase, perkeru kakape, inese arimakeru.
Hotepi nesu nekara, anbu wep wat neptajase, perkeru kakape, si neter arimakeru.
Hotepi nesu nekara, anbu wep wat neptajase, perkeru kakape. Sinatari makeru.
Hotepi nesu netera. Hanbu wep wat neptajase. Perkeru kakape. Sinatari makeru.
Hotepi nesu netera. Anpu wep wap netaja sir, perkeru kakape, sinatari makeru. Translation. Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity, and to Anpu, prepareth the traveler, and wep wap open up the ways, void of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beads, which is complete maleness, and 1,000 beads, which is complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being. Success.
Success. Now, we will have the Nectarian Creed. As a Nectarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetic religious path of Chetalt Netter, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Netteru, gods and goddesses, and all the worlds and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as the Netteru, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar. As a Netterian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netteru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As a Nectarian, I also believe that supreme being I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same supreme being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions turn Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with my Ma'at, positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget my Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Nectarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart actions will be examined against my Ma'at. If it is found that I upheld my Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari in my Aku. Spirit will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Nahat, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari and my Ba, soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space. This is called Uhemak, reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teachings of Shimsu, following the path of Shetot Netzer, by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which includes study of wisdom teachings, Rek'at, devotion to God, Ruashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Ula. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Shetetu, the spiritual teaching that was written in Meruneter, hieroglyphic scriptures, so that the Shimsu followers might study the wisdom teaching of Shetot Netzer. Two most important Natarian scriptures are the Per'im Haru and the Hesu Amun. And the most important Natarian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will become the Shetot, mysteries of life, and become Ma'akuru, pure heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose to promote peace and harmony for the world. That's it.
And now we'll have recitations of the four great truths of Shetot Netzer, what we believe. Call and respond. Panetzer ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar netzeru. Panetzer ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar netzeru. Panetzer ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar netzeru. Panetta ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar in 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 Netzeru. Panetzer ua ua, Nebuchadnezzar in Netzeru.
The Netzer, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and is Nebuchadnezzar manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit which pervades all, and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetan religion.
Anmahat Svitayusat Sekemem.
Anma'at 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 Svitayusat Sekemem. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is a netzeru of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Say Washu, say Nafu, and Sayu 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 Set. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, Nafu, to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Ma'at means practicing Shetty, the spiritual practices and disciplines. Buashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called Dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands, facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ayi Shetty Reka Bemakaru. Ari Shetty Rekab and Makaru.
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 Ari Shetty Rekab and Makaru. The practice of the Shetty disciplines leads to knowing oneself as divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shetty means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, Shetout, cover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shetout traditions and the Sima and Smaitawi yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these Netheru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Attack.
Next, we'll have recitation for Oshet in the morning. Open in prayer A from the ancient Egyptian book of Coming Forth by Day. Duara kefu benef emeket abdetempe. Anatejra ke etiem kepera. Kepera keman neteru. Ka ke uben ke pasemuke Kotiam Sutta Neteru. Irinet Mutnut Awi. Em Irinini. Manu in a tepep to my heart ear thra. Adorations to Ra when he rises in Arisen Eastern. Homage to Ra coming forth as Kepera. Kepera, creator of the gods and goddesses, rise in thee, shine in thee, lighten up thy mother. Rise in as Lord, king of the gods and goddesses. Your mother Nut does an act of worship to you with gold arms. Manu, the western Arisen receives thee in peace, and Mahat embraces thee at the double season, perennially.
Okay. Now it's time for adoration to Waherakuti. From the hymn to Achin by Akhenaten.
Dua Akherakuti. I am Akhen. Am Renan. Am Shurim Aten. In Sutana, in Atneptawi, Nefer Kaparura, Ula in Ra.
Adorations to the living Heru in the two horizons, residing in the horizon. In his name of Shu, in the form of the sun disk, giving life forever and for eternity. This praise is sung by the King Akhenaten, the living in righteousness, Lord of the two lands, ancient Kemet, the good King in his name, Creator. Wonderful.
Next, we invoke the assistance of the deity or cosmic force which removes obstacles to our success in spiritual practice. Anpu is the deity which leads souls through the narrow pathways of the Duat. Therefore, request the assistance of Anpu, who represents the discriminative intellectual ability so that you may distinguish the real from the unreal. O Ampuat, Ampu, opener of the ways, the roads of the north. O Ampu, opener of the ways, the roads of the south. The messenger between heaven and hell, displaying alternately a face black as night and golden as the day. He is equally watchful by day as by night. May Anpu make my thighs firm so that I may stand upon them. I have washed myself in the water wherein the god Anpu washed when he performed the office of embalmer and bandager. My lips are the lips of Anpu. Now we will take 1 minute a silent meditation on the prayer to Anpu.
Okay. Next, we invoke the presence of Aset Mahat, who is the embodiment of wisdom and inner discovery of the divine. Aset is the mother of the universe, and she herself veils her true form as the supreme transcendental self. This veil of ignorance is only due to ignorance, Therefore, pray for us thus to make her presence known, which bestows instant revelation of her true form. This unveiling is a metaphor, symbolizing the intuitional revelation of the divine or enlightenment in your mind. A set is in your heart and only needs to be revealed. However, she can only reveal herself to the true aspirant, one who is devoted to her, the self, and her alone. Aset says, I, Aset, am all that has been, all that is or shall be, and no mortal man has ever unveiled me.
The invocatory prayer to Aset. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without worrying, who traversed the land in mourning and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. She who revived what was faint for the weary one, who received his seed and conceived an heir, and who nourished him in solitude, while no one knew where he was. Aset saith, I have come to be a protector unto thee. I walked unto the air for thy nostrils, and the north wind which cometh forth from the god Tim unto thy nose. I have made whole for thee thy windpipe. I make thee to live like a god. Thine enemies have fallen under thy feet. I have made thy word to be true before me, and thou art mighty before the god. Now we'll pause 1 minute for silent meditation. Remember your spiritual preceptor. Have faith in your master's ability to lead you along the path of truth. The lips of the wise are as the doors of a cabinet. The sooner are they opened, the treasures are poured out before you. Like unto trees of gold arranged in beds of silver, are wise sentences uttered in due season.
Remember the following precepts. Have devotion to purpose. Have faith in your own ability to accept the truth. Have faith in your ability to act with wisdom. Like that.
Okay. Now we'll have excerpt of chapter 33 of the Purdham Haru from Contemporary Papari. I have lived by righteousness and truth while on earth. I live in righteousness and truth. I feed upon right and truth in my heart. I have done what is required to live in harmony in society, and the gods and goddesses are also satisfied that I have worshipped rightly. I have done God's will. I have given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, gold to the clothless, and a gold to those who were shipwrecked. I made the prescribed offerings to the gods and goddesses, and I also made offerings in the temple to the glorious spirit. Therefore, protect me when I go to face the god. Amasu empanete. Sake su eminent impanete. Atu anama. Kedi paru. Give thyself to God. Keep out thyself daily, for God, and
Duahatat. And now let's begin our daily chant that we set in the morning. Call and respond. Om Amun Rapata.
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 Om Amun Rapata. The One Divine Self Manifesting and the Trinity of Witnessing Consciousness, Mind, and the Physical Universe.
Om Asaraseharu.
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 Om Asaraseharu. The One Divine Self Manifesting and the Trinity of the Divine Father, Divine Mother, and Divine Child.
Om Ati Ma'akeru.
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 Om Ati Ma'akeru. The One Divine Self Manifesting as the Dual Goddesses of Truth of Above and Below, Heaven and Earth, Tet, Ka, assist me in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasu and Panacher, Saukesu Eminent Panacher, Aotu Anima Ketipaharu.
Amasu and Panacher, Saukesu Eminent Panacher, Aduaduma Ketipaharu.
Amasu and Panacher, Saukesu Eminent Panacher, Aotu Anima Ketipaharu.
Ama su and panatir, sake su eminent panatir, adua duma, kedi paheru.
Ama su and panatir, sake su eminent panatir, adua duma, kedi paheru.
Ama su and panatir, sake su eminent panatir, adua duma, kedi paheru.
Amasu and Panatir, Sauke to Eminent Panatir, Aduanima, Keri Paharu.
Amasu and Panatir, Sauke to Eminent Panatir, Aduaduma, Keri Paharu. Give thyself to God. Keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hachepti, Zaneta Iri, Netuwat.
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 Etat fees, and neta iri metu wash.
Etat fees, and neta iri metu wash.
Etat fees, and neta iri metu wash. An offering is made to perpetuate, that God may make the vascular system flourish. An invocation of health.
Duwada, 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 kebeda.
Duwara, 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 kebeda.
Duwada, 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 kebeda.
Duwara, 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 kebera.
Duwara, 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 kebera.
Duwara, 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 kebera.
Duwara, 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 kebera.
Duwara, 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 kebera. Adorations to Ra. Adorations to Ra. Adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Jiva Saru Nepa Nepara Jiva Sahir Abdu Jiva Sar Nev Jeta Jiva Sar Sutan Hay
Jiva Saru Nepa Nepara Jiva Sahir Abdu Jiva Sar Nev Jeta Duasar Sutin Hay.
Duasar Nefer Nefera. Duasar Hirabu. Duasar Nefjeta. Duasar Sutin Hay.
Duasar Unefer Nefera. Duasar Hirabu. Dua sa ne jeta, dua sa sutin hay.
Dua sa du nefer netera, dua sa herabu, dua sa ne jeta, dua sa sutin hay.
Dua sa unefer netera, dua sa hey adu, dua sa nejeta, dua sa sutin hey. Adorations to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Adorations to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Adorations to Asar, Lord of forever. Adorations to Asar, King of eternity.
Net, net, dua net, sefeket asemuen.
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 Net, net, dua net, sefeket asemuen. Goddess Net, Goddess Net, adorations to Goddess Neith. Remove your veil so that I may see your true form. Creation unveiled to see the divine self. Spiritual enlightenment.
To Aheteru Netrita.
Do Aheteru Netrita.
To Aheteru Netrita.
Do 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 Aheteru Netrita. Adorations to Hetheru, the great goddess. Source of life. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Adoration to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are.
Hotep.
Nad metu, nad jedu, erasut, aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, erasut, aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, erasut, aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, erasut, aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, arasu aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, arasu aha netu din diu.
Nad metu, nad jedu, arasu aha netu din diu. All words. All spoken about me, from outside me, others saying things about me, and also from inside me. Negative, egoistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netaru, the gods and goddesses, together, they stand up for me on my behalf.
Okay. Now it's time for our healing chant, the chant for headache.
To a second head. To a second head. Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for this child, life, vitality, and health. Hatep.
Hatep. Now we have prayer for the sick and shut in. Supplications to Aset, Ra, and Asar for help and freedom from negative things. May Aset heal us as she healed Haru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, great of words, of power, a cow, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kinds which attack them. As you have saved and freed your son, Haru, as I enter the fire, emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad and typhonic pain, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds. Taken from the ancient Egyptian medicine Ebers Papyrus.
Now we come to the segment of our program today, which is entitled Listening to the Teaching. We'll continue our reading from Asarian Theology. However, we'll begin with the hymn to Asar. Glory be to Asar, Unifer, the great God within Aku, King of Eternity, Lord of the Everlasting, who passes through of years in his existence, eldest son of the womb of Nut-Pagea, Lord of the crowns of the north and the south, Lord of the lofty white crown. As prince of gods and of men, he hath received the crook and the flail, and the dignity of his divine father. Let thy heart, which is in the mountain of Amenta, be content, for thy son Heru is established upon thy throne. Thou art crowned Lord of Jeddu and ruler in Abdu. Through thee the world waxes green in triumph before the might of Nebuchadnezzar. He leadeth in his train that which is and that which is not yet, in his name thy Sethana. He toweth along the earth in triumph, in his name Sekir. He is exceedingly mighty and most terrible, in his name Asar. He endureth forever and forever, in his name Unifer. Homage to thee, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of princes, who from the womb of Nut has possessed the world and has ruled all lands and Akir. Thy body is of gold, thy head is of azure, and emerald light encircleth thee, O An of millions of years, all pervading with thy body and beautiful in countenance in Tasert. From the book of Coming Forth by Day of Ani. We continue our reading from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology, with the iconography on page 115 of the ebook. We have an illustration with Asar as the creator who engenders life force energy into creation. And Asar is pictured here laying down with, it's like he's touching a snake and he's in his engendering pose. And then we have the illustration with Asar as the bull of heaven carrying the mummy of the initiate on his back. And then we'll have verse 97 on page 160. He continued, show now thyself unto thy world, consulting thee. Initiate the savagery of life with peace. Give laws to life, to righteousness give oracles. Fill with fair hopes all things, and let men fear the vengeance of the gods, and none will sin.
Verse 98. Fire continues. Should they receive due retribution for their sins, they will refrain henceforth from doing wrong. They will respect their oaths, and no one anymore will ponder sacrilege.
He continued. Let them be taught to render thanks for benefits received, that I, the fire, may joyfully do service in the sacrificial rites, that they may from the altar send sweet smelling vapors forth.
Verse 100. Fire continued to speak. For up to now I am polluted, Lord. and by the godless daring of these men, I am compelled to burn up flesh. They will not let me be for what I was brought forth, but they adulterate with all indecency my undecaying state.
Verse 101. And ere too said, I also, Master, am made torpid by the vapors which the bodies of the dead exhale, and I am pestilential and no longer filled with health. I gaze down from above on things I ought not to behold.
Next, water. Verse 102. Next, water. O my son of mighty soul, received authority to speak, and spoke and said, O Father, O wonderful Creator of all things, Spirit self-born and nature's maker, who through thee does conceive all things, now at this last, command the rivers, streams, forever pure, for that the rivers and the seas wash the murderer's hands, or else receive the murdered.
Verse 103. After came earth in bitter grief, and taking up the tale, O son of high renown, thus she began to speak. O sovereign Lord, chief of the heavenly ones, and master of the wheels upon which the universe turns, you ruler of us elements, O sire of them who stand beside thee, from whom all things have the beginning of their increase and of their decrease, and into whom they cease again, and have the end that is their due according to necessity's decree. O greatly honored one, the godless root of men does dance upon my bosom. And we have the gloss for verse 103. On page 238. This important Hekau incorporates a most important mystical teaching. Once again, God is described as the one in whom things have the beginning of their increase and of their decrease, and into whom they cease again. This means that creation itself, the entire universe, emanates from God, and at the end of time, the universe receives back into God, in much the same way as a wave rises out of the ocean and then recedes back into it again. In human life, this process is more evident because the lifespan of a human being is shorter than that of the universe, but nevertheless, they are the same. This point is also referred to in the ancient Kemetic proverb, soul to heaven, body to earth. We have a few more moments for listening to the teachings. If you would continue with verse 104, please.
Verse 104. Earth continues. I hold in my embrace as well the nature of all things, for I, as you did, give command, not only bear them all, but I receive them also when they are killed. But now am I dishonored. The world upon the earth, though filled with all other things, has not God.
Earth continued, verse 105. Earth continued to speak. For having nothing to fear, they sin in everything. And from my heights, O Lord, down they fall by every evil care. And soaking with the juices of their carcasses, I, all corrupt,
Hence am I, Lord, compelled to hold in me those of no worth. With all I bear, I would hold God as well.
This will conclude our listening to the teachings for this morning's program, and we'll continue next week with the iconography on page 117. Now it's time for our devotional meditation. I invite you to turn to your comfortable seated position. Sit on the floor, a lotus posture, or sit in a chair. Your feet firmly planted on the ground, firmly rooted in depth. Keeping your back straight. And we'll start off with some hekau chanting. And remember, as you utter the following words of power, visualize that you embody the qualities of the Netra in the Asarian myth. See their virtues becoming your virtues and gain insight into their ways. This is a deification of your personality, invoking your power within to transform yourself into a Netra. Nipuma'at, 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 Nipuma'at. Nipujahuti, 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 Nipujahuti. Nipuanpu, 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 Nipuanpu. Nuke. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure. Now relax in silence for a few moments. Allow the utterances to resonate in your mind and become a witness to whatever you see in your mind's eye. Take several deep breaths, and with each one, feel your body becoming lighter and more relaxed. Let's inhale deeply, allowing the abdomen to expand, and as you do so, visualize the life force energy from the universe is pouring into your body. And as you exhale, release toxicity and negativity, mind chatter. Take another deep breath, for this is the Het Heru breath, for replenishing and accumulating positive mental energy. And as you exhale, allow yourself to feel revitalized and renewed. Now return to normal breathing and visualize that your body is rising up into the air above the clouds and into space. Now visualize that you are in an astral plane. It is a dark realm, but it is not empty. Visualize that your body is made of pure light, and there are stars all around you. Experience the vast expanse of your surroundings and feel at ease in this realm.
allow every muscle to relax in your body as you discover the peace and joy of expansion. Now take flight by simply willing yourself to move up and away. Travel to the far reaches of this plane. Visit the stars, the planet, the moon, Sirius. Visit Orion's belt. There are worlds, galaxies, and universes which expand to infinity. Behold the beauty and majesty of the divine. Now relax and allow the feeling of joy, immortality, infinity, and eternity to permeate every part of you. Now see in the distance a dark realm. It is the darkest place you have ever seen. No light emanates from or reaches this place. Nothing grows there. Pure darkness. Come closer to this place and look into it. There is nothing to be seen. But you feel a strange affinity to this place. It is beckoning to you, calling your soul to enter, pulling you close. You cannot explain it, but somehow it feels warm, loving, and complete. You attempt to go in, but something prevents you, even as a glass door permits you to look within, but not to enter. What prevents you from entering is your ego, the deepest, darkest realm. Is the abode of the Supreme Self, and none other can exist there. So, if you wish to enter into the presence of the Divine, you will need to discard all notions of separation and all notions of individuality. When you say, I am a star, who is the I? You must forget the ego I now and be a star. Therefore, allow the mind and its thoughts of separation, worries, anxiety, doubt, and fear to subside as you discover the essence of who the I is referring to deep down within. Leave the mind behind. Its thoughts cannot help you now. Feel and experience the silence of the quiet mind. And allow yourself to melt into the cosmic mind. Reflect thus this vast universe, these stars, this body, all of this is me. I am the universe. I am the gods and goddesses. I am the divine self. Become one with the peace and with the infinite. Now there is only awareness. Pure consciousness. No thoughts reach you. This is perfect being. Now you are entering into the realm of absolute darkness. The realm of the stars. Thank you. remain in this place of peace and tranquility for as long as you like, for as long as you can. And when you are ready, gently return to normal body consciousness and slowly move your limbs as you rise. Paying your respects to the mentors with upraised hands, utter the closing words of power and leave the meditation area feeling that divine grace has fallen upon you and will be with you throughout the rest of your day. Om Asara Seru. Om Asara Seru. Om Asara Seru. Om Asara Seru. As you commune more and more with the divine, your awareness will increase gradually, and you will achieve greater and greater control of your thoughts, emotions, mind, and senses. And until you are in complete control and experience abiding spiritual awareness. This is the state of enlightenment. May you discover the glory of meditation. Om Hatev, 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 Hatev. Peace, peace, peace. Peace.
Okay. Now we will have closing announcements. In order to learn more about Chautauqua Nectar, visit www.EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priests and priestesses. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio Chautauqua Nectar archives for inspirational programming such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Join us for evening devotional service each Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Shems Patah Mahut Ankh and Shems Baket Asura. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Haru, located at 6099 Patilla Way, Bethonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship, presided over by Priest Luap Setna Nebara. It's at 12 p.m. For further information, please contact him at 678-437-7768. In his absence over the next 3 weeks, please contact myself, Shems Haru, at 919-370-0713. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of Amun for your Sunday devotional worship, presided by Priest Bulep Ra Tim. His number is 704-780-5769. Or Amunti at 704-968-6200. The final announcement today is an appeal for donation partners to keep our Blog Talk Radio programming on the air. Please make your kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by using PayPal.com
and sending to ChitaltRetreat@AOL.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Chitalt Nectar Worship Program. On behalf of Seba Ma, Dr. Muata Ashby, and Dr. Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Chitalt Nectar, I am Shims Haru, along with Shims Arit Nectar S. Mary Ba'ati, and Shims Tut Aku Aset Ba'at. Wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessing, and Ankh Uja Sened, which means life, vitality, and health, please stay tuned for our closing prayer. Atep.
Atep. Be restored to the earth. In the coming week, let us recall the teachings from the gloss from today that states that creation itself, the entire universe, emanates from God, and at the end of time, the universe recedes back into God in much the same way as a wave rises out of the ocean and then recedes back into it again. In human life, this process is more evident because the lifespan of a human being is shorter than these, but nevertheless, they are the same. Remember the Egyptian Kemetic prophecy proper, soul to heaven, body to earth.
and Sefer Kerem.